boxing fans, mark your calendars. Ryan Garcia puts his welterweight world title on the line against hard-hitting top contender Conor Benn, plus undefeated Australian superstar Jai Obataya takes on Noel McCallion. Saturday, December 12th, all live on Paramount+. The feud between Garcia and Benn reaches a boiling point in one of the biggest fights of the year. The best part? There's no pay-per-view. The entire event is included with your Paramount+ subscription. Saturday, September 12th, stream Zuffa Boxing's Ryan Garcia versus Conor Benn live on Paramount+.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Jessica, good morning. Tell us what's going on with Zach.
Well, not really sure, actually. We had a great first date last weekend. We went to and then, I mean, really got to know each other. Things were going great. Finished our meals, went home, and that was it. He hasn't called me. He hasn't texted. He hasn't responded. And I don't know where I went wrong. I don't know what I did. So I just don't.
I can tell you how frustrated you are, because when you have a great night like that together and you think that this is just naturally leading to something more and then that's it, it can be super disappointing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Could there have been anything that might have happened during that date at dinner that might have made him have second thoughts?
I don't think so. It was great. Yeah. I mean, we were laughing. We were both on the same page. Something had to happen after the date because we left off. Awesome.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Well, how did you guys meet originally?
We met online.
Okay.
And that's possible. You know, sometimes a date goes so great and then, you know, they hear something maybe from, and listen, I'm just kind of speculating here, Jess, but maybe he had started something with somebody else. You never know. Got back with an ex. Could that be it?
I can't imagine what that could be is the thing.
Okay. Yeah. You know what we're going to do? Stay right there. Hang tight, and in 3 minutes, we're going to call Zach. Hopefully, he answers, agrees to come on with us. If he does, we'll get some answers for you and maybe get you that second date and keep this thing going. How about that?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you stay right there. Coming back, Thunder and PT, second half, second date update is next here on The Wolf.
Boxing fans, mark your calendars. Ryan Garcia puts his welterweight world title on the line against hard-hitting top contender Conor Benn, plus undefeated Australian superstar Jai Obataya takes on Noel McCallion. Saturday, December 12th, all live on Paramount+. The feud between Garcia and Benn reaches a boiling point in one of the biggest fights of the year. The best part? There's no pay-per-view. The entire event is included with your Paramount+ subscription. Saturday, September 12th, stream Zuffa Boxing's Ryan Garcia versus Conor Benn live on Paramount+.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Well, let's see if we can uncover the reason Zach is not getting back to Jessica.
We had a great first date last weekend. And then, I mean, really got to know each other. Things were going great. Finished our meals, went home, and that was it. He hasn't called me. He hasn't texted. He hasn't responded. And I don't know where I went wrong. I don't know what I did.
Well, we're here to find out. Calling Zach.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Zach?
Who's this?
Yeah, Zach, please don't hang up. This is not a sales call or a spam call or robocall, anything like that. We're actually on the radio. It's Thunder and PT. We co-host a morning radio show here on 102.9 The Wolf. We are just calling you this morning. Are you still there?
Yeah, no, I listen to you guys.
Oh, hey. Wow, okay.
We don't get that all the time.
No, we don't.
So you're familiar with Second Date Update?
We get it. In fact, I did some research. We get it 2.8% of the time. Now, we are calling you, Zach, to ask about your date with Jessica. So maybe you've heard Second Date Update on our show, but this is, you obviously then know maybe why we're calling.
I mean, now I do.
Yeah. So this is about...
I didn't think I'd ever be on the other end of it.
Okay, so this is about Jessica, and you guys went out to a restaurant for dinner like a week or two ago. You remember that?
Yeah, it could be.
Well, as you know, you could probably guess, she is wondering why you are not calling her back. I think, I don't even know if we asked her, but I imagine she's texted you once or twice since that date.
Can you tell us why you haven't called her back?
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you whatever you want to hear, but,
Well, we just want to know.
So you know that I know that you know, I know she's on the other line.
That's true. Yeah. Okay. All right, so do you want to just bring her, can we just bring her in
here?
Would
you tell her?
Yeah, I mean, all right, let's do this. Yeah,
why not? Okay, let me...
And your call will be answered by the next available representative. The estimated hold time is currently less than 96 minutes. You are currently caller number 32, waiting to...
Jessica, can you hear us?
Hey.
All right,
hey,
so, all right, hey, so I'm going to let you guys go ahead. You guys talk. I'm sorry, I don't want to interrupt.
Jessica, I'm sorry I haven't called you.
Yeah, I was wondering what I did wrong.
Okay, I'm just going to put this out there. I felt a little misled.
Why?
Well, I went on your Instagram page, and I mean, I saw all those pictures of you and your kids, and it looks like you have four kids, right? I mean, I was wondering, I'm still wondering why you didn't say anything about them, because I asked you if you had kids, and you said no.
Those are my sister's kids. She has four children. They're my nieces and nephews.
Okay.
Oh, man.
So wow. That's a pretty easy explanation, Zach.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. No, but I looked through your posts and none of them said they were your sister's kids.
Oh, so? I didn't lie to you. I don't have kids. And it's not like I have to put on every picture, wow, my niece Susan really did great today at her recital. Like, it's... Yeah. All of the people on my Instagram know who my family is. They know who my nieces and nephews are. I don't specifically say that.
Did you accept, you obviously accepted Zach, or are you, is your profile public on Instagram?
Or is it private?
Mine?
Yes.
Yeah. No, mine's public.
Okay. So he wouldn't know, right? He wouldn't know. But you made an assumption, Zach, about Jessica. Instead of just asking her, hey, you didn't tell me. Are you a mom?
Just
explain exactly what you just told her. Why were you so reluctant to do that, you know, over a text or by not responding to a phone call?
I just felt like I had already done that because, like, I asked her at dinner and then I saw and he was like, I don't know, can I not trust my eyes? Like, I just thought you were being dishonest and I really didn't like that.
But you decided instead to jump to the conclusion that she had children, and there's obviously nothing wrong with that, but you would assume that she would have put that on her, because Jessica, I think you said you met Zach on a dating on an app, so that probably would have been on that app if you're on a dating app. I think most people at least disclose they're a single mom or a single dad.
Right.
Because you don't want to waste somebody else's time, you don't want to waste your time if that's not what they're into. But Zach, you kind of jumped to the conclusion that these were her children when you could have just said, hey,
what's the deal with the kids or
whatever? Or you could have asked it indirectly, like, hey, I saw that picture with these kids.
They seem pretty cool. Like anything. I mean, just
where do they come from? Who are they?
Yeah.
You decide just not to call her. But you had a good time on the date.
We had a great time.
Okay.
So you're not like, you're not making this up because you're seeing other women or something like that, Zach. This is the reason why you didn't get back to her.
Okay, let's just boil this thing down.
Yeah.
First of all, Jessica, after hearing Zach's explanation, And you called us because you'd like to see him again. Do you still want to go out with Zach?
Well, I think he overreacted a little bit and definitely jumped to the wrong conclusion. I mean, most moms I know can't shut up about being a mom.
Yep.
So, like, it would have been all over my profile if I was a mom. So I just kind of feel like, instead of ghosting, you could have called me and asked me or even confronted me if you felt so wronged. I mean, I like you. I thought we had something that could have been, you know, past the flirty little hand-holding that we did by the car. Like, I would like to go out again, but communication, like, that's the main thing in a relationship, you know? And if you have something that you're feeling, just say it.
Yeah,
Zach. Right, and I'm sorry.
You can live under those conditions.
I mean, I can live under those conditions.
Okay, so
forgive me, Jessica, for that.
Do you want to? Yeah, and okay, so you agree you mess up. You're sorry, Zach. Do you? Yes or no? Do you want to go out and see Jessica again?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
You knew it. I could sense it.
One of the four agreements, don't make assumptions.
Yes.
And Zach, this pertains to you. Good luck. Jessica, just love you. And Zach, we think you're just okay. But we want...
We love you.
We love
and
you.
And thanks for listening.
Yes, and thanks for being on. Thanks for being on.
Second date update.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Boxing fans, mark your calendars. Ryan Garcia puts his welterweight world title on the line against hard-hitting top contender Conor Benn, plus undefeated Australian superstar Jai Opetaia takes on Noel Michalian. Saturday, December 12th, all live on Paramount+. The feud between Garcia and Benn reaches a boiling point in one of the biggest fights of the year. The best part? There's no pay-per-view. The entire event is included with your Paramount+ subscription. Saturday, September 12th, stream Zuffa Boxing's Ryan Garcia versus Conor Benn live on Paramount+.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.